Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is it a haunted house when no one else is having experiences other than you?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, share those real ghost stories with us because we love to hear them. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, and it's massive. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today. How's everything?
Well, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm thinking about your question.
It's
your
a good question. So is it a haunted house? Or is it, are you the haunted person?
What percentage would you say of the stories we hear are largely one person's experience? That no one else really experienced it.
That's really hard to tell because of the way they're written. I don't know.
But don't you think there's quite a few where something happened to one person?
Yeah, but I think it would probably be no more than, you know, there's a lot of instances where several people heard it. But I think a lot of times in a haunted environment, when you're home alone, chances are, yeah, maybe you're jamming, listening to music. But I think that, you know, you're quieter. You can hear the sounds of the house. So I just, now, I don't know.
What might be different in this one is that they're saying, because I haven't heard the story yet, but they're saying that I'm the only one who feels this way. Everyone else thinks the house is great.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I think that is a little bit different because, like, let's say the house you and I grew up in, we didn't always have the exact same experience. Like, I might be in the house by myself and something happened, right? But you had things happen to you, too. Like, you felt the house was haunted.
It was a haunted house, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, I would, that would be the odd thing is that if other people live in the house and everyone else thinks the house is perfectly fine.
And then, and depending on the hauntings, you know, it makes you wonder, is this a mental health issue? Am I being targeted by something?
Yes. Or is this person sensitive and the other people aren't?
Correct.
Right? So I think there's a variety of instances that it could happen that, yes, you could have. We have instances where people, you know, I saw an apparition. I saw this thing. Nobody else saw it, but it was standing there.
In the next week or two, we'll record some episodes about this other show on the Grave Talks that we did. And it was a haunted house in Sheffield, England. And the guy wrote a book about it. And when he first bought the house, he's 19 years old, which I'm like, dude, hats off for buying a house at 19.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what?
Good for you.
And he's lived in it for 18 years now. So he's not even 40 and owns this home and has owned this home for all these years and had a variety of, just as you would expect, you know, a 19-year-old guy who was going to get married. It didn't work out. So all these people move in and out over the years. He's married now. So the first time, right after he bought it, before he moved in, he was with one of his buddies, and he's like, hey, I'm buying this house, and I want to show it to you. So they drove to the house to look at it, and the guy says, who's the old lady in the bay window?
What?
Yeah. And William, his pen name, he said...
William Penn?
Yeah.
Is that what he just said?
Oh, I need one of the... Wait, I might have a sound effect for that. There it is. It's fast. But so William says, what are you talking about, the old lady? He goes, in that bay window right there. What is she doing in there? Like, is she still living there? Do you have to wait for her to move out? And he's like, no, there's nobody living in there. The house is empty. But she's there. And he is looking at the window, and he cannot see her.
Okay, see, this is what we're talking about.
And the friend saw her, and then he had a bunch of guys over. And I'll play a couple of these stories, because they're pretty good listening to him tell them.
Okay.
But another guy saw a woman sitting in a chair in the living room. And so I think it's a total of four other people have seen the same apparition in his house, and he has yet to see her.
And he doesn't. That's fascinating.
He's not seen her once in 18 years. So I'm like, when you see her, will you call me? Because we're doing an episode again.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know. I think it's interesting how different people will have different experiences, because I think in the second time where the one friend saw her sitting in a chair, I think in the living room, there was other people in the room and nobody else saw her, but he did.
Hey, dude, why is your grandma at our at our beer pong party tonight?
Talk about bringing us down.
Yeah, come on, dude. Just sitting in the chair over there. That's so weird.
And even weirder when your buddies go, what are you talking about? It's like, she's sitting right there. No, she's not.
Isn't your girlfriend a little old for you, dude?
But I thought that was so weird, because I'm like, okay, after your friends, like, who's the old lady in the bay window, which is the name of the book,
like,
the lady
so
in the
point
bay
blank
window.
Like, not like saying, ooh, there's somebody, but like, who's the person?
Yeah.
You know?
So I don't know. That's kind of, so I do think people can have different experiences in a house. I think mm-hmm. it's unusual for one person to have experiences and nobody else, but I've definitely heard of that. Because I think one person can be sensitive.
At least not have a feeling of something.
Yeah. You know? So here is this story. And it says, okay. I currently live in the same house all of these occurrences have happened in. These occurrences, I believe, to all be linked in some way and have been happening throughout my entire time living in this house. The first occurrence I can remember was when I was about 4 or 5. I was awoken by a bad dream and had rolled out onto the ground next to my bed. As I was lying on the ground, I perceived a large dark shape hovering over my body. Being only 4, I rolled over and the thing actually physically flipped me over. Oh, and flew into the ceiling. I don't remember any more than that in that instance. That's a weird thing. Yep. The second time this happened was when I was 7. I was awakened yet again by a nightmare and was on my way to my parents' room. As I was in their room, I felt a presence behind me. This is actually the first time I could actually remember what it looked like. It was not humanoid. It looked a lot like a blob in reality, where there was just nothing. It wasn't dark. It just appeared as a void to me. I ended up passing out and awoke about 6 in the morning in a pool of sweat. It appeared that I had been transported back to my bed. Method of travel is unknown. I felt very sick that day and stayed home from school. Now that could be your parents carried you back to bed.
They said they didn't feel well the next day. Do you think they could have been feverish and delirious?
It could have been, yeah. And that would also explain the falling back asleep really hard and, you know, not remembering getting back to your bed, mm-hmm. you know, because if you did have a fever, and kids can get a pretty high fever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's paranormal or not. Could be.
Could be.
The third encounter was when I was 11. I was getting up about 6:30 in the morning and was still a little delirious from sleep. I walked over to my parents' room to see if they were still awake. And as I entered their room, I felt the air behind me shift. I distinctly remember something resting its hands on my shoulders, mostly due to the fact that I felt so cold in that instance. I've never been that cold in my life, which is saying something due to the fact that I live in New England. I ended up passing out, and when I awoke an hour later, I vomited in the bathroom for about 10 minutes straight. I stayed home from school with barely enough energy to walk. Well, that's weird too, because that also could be that really, like when you have a fever and you get the chills and the fever, that kind of mm-hmm. sounds like that could,
in
passing
they're
out.
Very similar stories.
Yeah.
Felt something from the back and then was sick.
But then felt really, really cold. Mm-hmm. And then passed out. I don't know. And then vomiting. I don't know. It could be an illness, too, that's causing all that.
Yeah.
More recently, I've also been feeling some oddities. There's a hallway that goes to my room that has a mirror at the end. That mirror reflects the hallway and goes into the guest room at the other end. Whenever I walk through that hallway, I always feel I am being watched. It has been getting more and more intense over the past few months, and I expect another encounter soon. There is a distinct feeling of being watched, though, and I've had that
one.
That's
I totally get. Right.
But I also sometimes, you know, when we were kids living in that house, you know, like walking past a mirror, or we had a china hutch that had glass doors and it would reflect things. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always afraid I was going to see something. So mirrors kind of would freak me out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's no way I could walk past and look at it.
Mm-mm.
I could not look in that china hutch, or I couldn't look in, you know, like I always said, when I brush my teeth, I'm looking down in the sink. I still catch myself doing that today, you know, looking down instead of in the mirror. And so I think that's a definite feeling, though.
Yeah, get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another thing I've noticed is that after each encounter, I seem to be more and more able to predict certain outcomes. Especially more recently, I've been able to receive premonitions about future events. Some are just like how I did in a certain test, or that I would be chosen next to present my project first, yet some are a little more extreme. Earlier this week, I gained the feeling that something bad would happen the next day, and the next morning, I heard a news story that a plane was forced to make an emergency landing after the left engine had exploded, ending in several injuries and one fatality. I don't know if this is tied in or not, but it is still very odd. Okay, and I have a thought on that. I think any single day, you could have a feeling that something bad's going to happen the next day, and there will be something like that. Because
yeah, if you just turn on the news, you're going to hear something.
So could be, I would think it would be more of a premonition had you known about a plane and people dying, you know, that specifically related to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It says, no one else in my family has experienced anything like this. I haven't told any of them about it either. This leaves me wondering about this entity's motives. I also ponder if this is a gift or a curse. I won't get too deep into that, but I will write again if I experience anything else. I appreciate you guys doing the show. Gives me something to listen to other than the ringing in my ears. I can appreciate that. I have the same problem. I don't know. I think it, you know, could it be an entity? Could it be sensitivity? Could it be a little bit of both?
I'm going to go, this is a very sensitive person. This is somebody that can tap into, you know, the spiritual world. Now, am I quite convinced that every one of these things was paranormal? I don't know. Especially the young ones. I just almost wonder if they had been sick and were more just delirious kinds of things going on. Because you can have really bizarre, strange dreams when you're really sick. You can see crazy things when you're really not feeling well. So I can't decide, and especially when it followed up with sickness, you know, were you coming down with something and got that spiked fever that did that? Now, with that said, though, I really believe that they feel that they're being watched. That's a specific feeling, and it is a weird one. And so I do believe that one. So I think maybe we've got somebody who's sensitive and, you know, taps into some of these feelings. But like you said, I'm not totally convinced, because I think I could wake up tomorrow and feel like something bad's going to happen and flip on the TV and something bad would have happened.
Now, I think it might be different, too, if, like I said, you would have some specifics that would connect to that particular story. Or you get that feeling of dread. We've all had that. And then the next day you get some really bad news that personally affects you.
Right, right.
Some of that. I don't think there is an entity here. I really don't. Now, there might be something in their house. I'm not sure. But I don't really think it's an entity that's attached to this person. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
But I do think they might be sensitive to things.
And that's just my gut. I definitely think, yeah, I think sensitivity. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. yeah, I just don't know. I don't know about that. So yeah. Here is another story.
Oh, good. Okay.
I am from Pittsburgh, PA, and this is my ghost story. Well, when my husband and I first met, we lived in a haunted Civil War house. How do I know this? Because literally the house was split into two apartments. One couple had the front section and my husband and I had the back section. We had just adopted our boxer, Bree, and she would randomly bark at things. And one day I think they had to check something down in the basement. Well, underneath where our bed was the basement. And it was basically you lifted up a section of wood and there were stairs down there. Well, the landlord decided to tell me then that there were actually chains still in the wall from where they kept runaway slaves. And I was like, yeah, you know, what else am I supposed to say except, hey, this is the Civil War house. So one night, my husband and I, we were home alone doing our thing or what have you, and the couple in the front of the house weren't home at all. And it was pretty quiet, you know, we're back in the back, and nothing really going on or whatever. We hear the chains rattle. I looked at Bree, and I'm like, did she move? He's like, no. Well, we were in the living room, and I said, why don't you go into the bedroom and check it out? And of course, like most wives, you're like, you go first. And he's like, no, you go first. So I went in with him pushing me, and our bed, which was laying on top of the piece of wood to go down into the basement, was actually moved. So none of us were in there. Our dog was with us in the living room, and that's pretty much it. I know that sounds silly, but that is one of the many ghost stories that I have because I grew up near Gettysburg, PA. Thanks, guys, for all you do in your wonderful show. All right.
So what do you think about that, Kathy?
Okay, my first thought was, would you buy a house that had chains in the basement attached to the walls?
No.
I think right then, and in Pennsylvania.
Right?
Are you kidding me?
I think if I'd see that, well, number one, I think you would just walk into the house and pick up on some bad energy, I would think. And I don't think everybody's like us that we... They all feel that, but you and I do. And so then when I would see that, it would all be confirmed. And I'd be like, absolutely not. I can't live here because something has happened in this house that was very highly unpleasant and horrific. Like people are chained to the walls. Like, can things get much worse than that? I couldn't live there knowing like, what had happened.
How could you buy it and leave the chains?
Exactly. That would be the first thing.
Wouldn't you take the chains out? Like the landlord's like, oh, hey, there's just some chains in the basement. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
I mean, it would be like if there was a house that there was a sicko person who kidnapped somebody and chained her to a wall, then you bought the house and left the chains there.
Well, and like sicko person that goes to rent it and goes, oh, good, the chains are already in place. I don't have to do the chain stuff, you know? Yeah. I mean, what is wrong with people? It's just like, God. Anyway, they didn't know when they moved in that there were chains in the basement, apparently, until a little later they were notified of this by the landlord. And then they hear the chains. That's horrifying.
Like, everything.
I wonder if they only heard it one time. They did. She didn't act like she heard it more than once.
You think if she'd have heard it repeatedly, she would have said, because that would be a quick sentence. That would be like, and we heard it like shit ton of more times after that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So it makes you think it was just the once.
You know, I would have gone to the bedroom and got out my suitcase and started putting clothes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have left and never
gone
back.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Because I think, too.
And then if they were to try to sue me for the remainder of the lease, I would say, chains in the basement. That is my defense. There are chains in the basement that I was not notified of before I moved in.
Yeah, and if there's hauntings in the house, there could be any number of things. You know, we've been in places that there's activity going on and you have these experiences. What's causing it? I don't know for sure. Okay, in this case, there's chains in the basement. You hear chains rattling. It makes me think that it's some sort of ghost of a slave. And
or somebody was chained up there.
Right? This was, whatever it was a bad, bad situation.
Yeah.
And somebody was tortured or neglected or treated as property or whatever. That would be like the sadness and the...
It's absolutely horrifying.
Just all of those emotions. I couldn't live with that.
No, I'm just really surprised. And now maybe there's more and they would call back in and tell us, because I would love to hear if there's more. But it would really surprise me that there weren't a lot of other things going on in that house.
Don't you think? Yeah. There had to have been.
There had to be. It couldn't just stop.
That's
there.
Not a one-off kind of place.
No, it's not just a one-off chain rattle. No.
I got
There's got to be a lot of stuff.
I got the feeling there was more going on.
My goodness. But you know what? I love the way that she started that story. She just said she was from Pennsylvania and then said, this is my ghost story. I think we should all start those stories. I love that. And this is my ghost story.
Hi, this is Carol Hughes. I live in Kansas. And this is my ghost story.
It's my ghost story.
Okay. Yeah, like everybody that. Practice on that. If you have a ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of this show with advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. And you can also sign up at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.